Mayor Mike Rawlings, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
You've been on a crusade about the police and fire pension system the last few weeks, even going so far as to say it could bankrupt the city. Moody's did a report that said Dallas had the second most dire situation of any city in the country. Chicago was number one. Why has this issue taken so long to confront?
Because there was not transparency on the numbers. When I became mayor in 11, about 3 months after that, I realized that there was smoke coming out of that pension fund. So I tried to get information. And when I couldn't get the information, when it took me years to get auditors in there to really mark the investments correctly, I realized there was a problem. If we're not the, we're second to Chicago in the situation, we're the worst governance in the nation. I don't believe there's a worse governance in the nation, and I've been told this by pension experts.
You mean over the police and fire?
Correct. I mean, there's no checks and balances. The police and fire themselves get to vote in their benefits, and the older officers vote in big benefits, and they leave the younger officers slim pickings.
You filed a lawsuit this week as a citizen, not as the mayor. That feels a bit like a Hail Mary pass, a last-ditch, long-shot effort to try to get some control of this situation. Is this one of those times when you're frustrated about being in a city with a weak mayor form of government?
Well, there are frustrations about being a weak mayor form of government. This isn't one of them. My frustration here was the state made a weak city form of government in regards to the pension fund. So state set this up. So as a taxpayer, as an individual citizen, I just get to stand on the sideline and kind of wave and say, we've got a problem here.
The word out of the state legislature so far has been essentially Dallas has to clean up its own mess.
Well, I'm not surprised that some individuals have said that. Not all individuals have said that. They want Dallas to have a plan. And we have a plan that we showed to City Council this week. It's a plan that, if implemented, will fix this. Okay? This can be fixed. Now the state's got to do their part and empower that plan. Because if the state keeps it the way it is, this fund will go bankrupt and we won't have a pension fund. We'll have to start a new one. It'll be a very painful process.
Beyond the pension issue, the city faces some big challenges: crumbling streets, a crisis in affordable housing, even possibly property tax limits come in the spring from Austin. And yet we're at the top of an economic boom. How are you preparing for when that boom ends?
Well, I don't see this boom ending for a little while. I mean, I think we've got a few more years in the run. And we're growing so fast. At the State of the City this week, I told citizens that the new development in the city of Dallas is like putting a city of Addison or Rockwall in our city every year. So it's really driving a lot of tax base. Because we're so successful, we have a lot of people moving in that are poor, and poverty is the big issue we've got to deal with. Affordable housing comes out of that, blight comes out of that, and that's why we've got to get this pension fund issue off the table so we can get back into fixing the streets and doing some of the things that I think are important in the city.
You've just given your annual State of the City address. It's been 6 months since that brutal day in July when five officers were killed. What's the most important thing you've learned about this city?
You know, that we argue from time to time, and people may kind of have a chip on their shoulder about some issue, but we really do love each other.
Mike Rawlings, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.